Previously, I'm 24.
David, I still believe in your presidency. And if Alan Milliken is threatening your ability to lead this country, he will be stopped.
Milliken was driving the car that hit and killed your daughter 12 years ago.
Yeah, I saw Milliken driving the car that night.
Kelly was the only one who saw it. Then Milliken's people got to him.
So he'll swear to this?
Yes. Mr. Kelly?
What is that?
It's a baby.
Yeah, I can see that it's a baby, Kim. Whose baby is it?
Chloe's.
Chloe doesn't have a baby.
Adam just told me you're not the mother of this child. Frankly, I think she's delusional.
She's the only one in this office capable of filtering audio streams that Chase is sending us.
If Chloe is unstable...
We don't have an alternative right now. We have got to keep her in place.
Amador will be here in 15 minutes. Confirm that he has the virus, get him his money, and bring the virus back to us. Good job. I don't need you anymore.
It's gonna kill him. Delta team's not gonna get there in time.
Ramon, we had a deal.
Chase!
Tony, Delta here.
All we want is the virus. Just put the cylinder down slowly.
We do not have the virus. The cylinder Ramon was carrying was rigged with a bomb. Commodore must have switched it. Do we have a position on him?
Delta has a team on him, Jack. He won't get far.
Hands in the air! Get on the ground!
Jack, Amador ambushed Delta 3. It was a setup.
What about his position?
We lost the signal once the ambush happened.
Son of a bitch. Delta 3's been taken out. They don't have a position on Amador. What do you want to do? We gotta find Nina.
The following takes place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
Hi, I am Joel Cerno. I am the executive producer of 24. And with me is...
I am Reese Witherspoon. I play the part of Chloe O'Brien. I mean Marilyn Ricecub.
Okay, so this is episode 13, which is really one of the favorite episodes that Mike Losef and I wrote this season, and it really is a Chloe O'Brien episode. It's all about her in a very, very tough dilemma because she's... now stuck between loyalty to a friend and duty, which is always a good thing for our show to be. This is also the end of our Mexico adventure, which was really the first 12 episodes. And it begins with these two guys looking for Nina, who escaped at the end of episode 12. One of the things we really like about Badge, who plays Chase, is that he's got a real... believability in the action. He's a natural in terms of just making you believe he could be a kind of a tough special ops guy, kind of guy that he is. A lot of the young, good-looking actors just don't have that sense of authenticity.
He's from the streets.
He's from the streets of Beverly Hills. His mother was Anita Morris, who was on Broadway, and his father
is
was
that true?
Yeah. Famous Broadway actor.
He makes me think he's just a hoodlum.
Yeah.
We don't talk very much.
He said he'd like to keep it that way.
Jack.
Was he like a child actor?
I don't think he was. But his mother was the star of a big Broadway musical years ago called, I think it was called Nine. Anyway. Here's our wonderful Sarah Clark. Being tough and
lying. I saw a Delta team.
Evil.
They went north.
What about Amador?
He escaped with the virus.
Escaped with the virus. What is that? Oh, yeah, they're doing it. What's anybody talking about? I don't know. They just look good. See that?
Down the
hill. You see that, Greta?
Yeah.
You like that?
I like it. It's pretty impressive.
Want to see my car?
Yeah, what kind of car do you got? Oh, no.
You okay?
See?
Yeah.
God.
I'm going to meet us at the airfield.
If you do a good job on our show, too, we'll have one of the actors beat the crap out of you, too. Alright. Look at these two.
I want to get hit by Kim.
Beat up by Kim.
Amador still has the virus. I can help you track him. The only reason he chose this town is because it's close.
See, they're looking for the virus, Marilyn. That was the storyline this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find him.
She keeps wondering when Larry Sanders is going to come onto the scene. Where's Gary?
No, this show is pretty funny, though.
like a dad. Is there sexual tension there or what? Give me pizza. Pepperoni. Nina, what do you want? Oh, yes.
Oh, finally.
Marilyn just woke up.
Any sign of Amador?
No, not since the ambush the Delta team. Once the satellite comes around, we'll do a
split screen.
Says he's headed to Los Angeles.
See that? Split screen?
Innovative. Nobody else
right.
does that.
Never.
Do you have on your TV at home where you put a little box?
No, I don't have that. You could watch, according to Jim, while watching our show, you. Okay.
Tony,
there you are.
Comms,
okay. Watch this. We did had like 30 takes just to get that one little thing right.
Oh.
That like was sick. That represents like 6 hours of work. Okay.
What?
For what? Okay, for all of you.
That's the thing. Nobody understands me, you know?
Yeah. She's got to talk to Chappelle because she's not telling anybody whose baby the baby belongs to.
Did
you
get a chance to update the logs?
Most of them. Look, what's going on?
Update the logs. Is that...
That's my call. They're headed back to Los Angeles.
Like a proctologist lab. Did he update the logs?
They're bringing her back with
them. I'll update your logs.
What logs? There. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Is that a cute baby? That's one of twins, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was the cute one. Okay.
Blair.
Okay. Please, everybody be
Paige
quiet.
Paige and Paige.
Everybody, really, be quiet. Oh, this is important.
So mean.
Tony said you wanted to talk to me. Here I am.
Okay.
Sit down. If you want me to talk about the baby, you're wasting your time because I'm not going to talk about it.
Yes.
So sit down.
God, he blows you off the screen.
What?
No, he doesn't.
First you told us the baby was yours. We found out that was a lie. Then you tell us you and your boyfriend took it from
its
mother.
We don't have time for this. That's CTU.
I did say that, and I'd like to correct that right now. I don't have a boyfriend.
It's so dumb.
I'm loving your writing.
It's incredible.
Pretty awesome.
We made it actor proof. What can I say?
That's a no. federal offense.
You two guys together are amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend.
Fine.
Okay. What's with the flippy do hair?
I don't know. I'm so over it. Can't a bucket of water fall on me today?
Do you want me to take it down to the lab and run blood tests to get an ID?
Do you? You want to update your logs?
It's not because I'm a horrible, evil person. It's just because I can't do it. Just please don't start sticking needles in her.
Eileen.
Yes, Mr. Chappelle?
Send security in. I want Chloe O'Brien under guard while we run some tests on the baby.
Right away, sir.
Tony Almeida from CTU has just informed us that they were unable to confiscate this.
I've never done a dramatic role before. I usually do comedy, so this was really exciting. Because she's kind of wacky with them being super serious. I was hired because of my knowledge of computers and technology. I'm very mathematically minded. That's why I got into acting. And I'm a very uptight person, and I think I'm right most of the time, and most of the time I am. So that bled over into the O'Brien. I call her the O'Brien. And I also wear short socks, just like Chloe does. And I'm Irish.
Is it a step up to play an Irish woman?
Yes.
Mary Lynn and I are both from Detroit. Just a little known fact. It had nothing to do with why she got hired.
David, I'm sorry I couldn't call you back. I had to leave Kelly's in a hurry.
I love
Did you go back and talk
her.
To him after we spoke?
That's just it. When I got back there...
But this actually was unlike anything I've done because I tend to mumble and I'm not technical at all. I was just kidding a moment ago. And,
But someone obviously
so this is really fun and challenging.
No,
actually, the way Mary Lynn... got hired is Mike Losef and I, who write a lot of the episodes, saw her in Punch Drunk Love and fell in love with her and the character she played and thought, boy, it would be interesting to bring that kind of intense energy into CTU. It could be funny and at the same time it could really be edgy because...
I love it.
You know, she's so confrontational and so in people's face that it'll create more... it'll inflame our characters more while they're in the pressure cooker, and that's exactly what happened. And what's wonderful about this episode is now all of a sudden everyone who's annoyed at her has to woo her to do this heroic thing.
What happened back there?
She wants to help us find Amador.
Agent Bauer, Mike Murphy, Delta 4. The Navy was good enough to reroute a C-130.
Can I talk about another actress for one second?
I love it.
Is that okay?
Please.
Can we get off you for a second? I don't know if anybody else is doing commentary on Sarah Clark this season, but she absolutely knocked me out this entire run that she did this season. Her look was great. Her level of intensity was amazing. And when you think back to the kind of nice office girl she was in the first season to where she is now, it's amazing, and she made them both incredibly believable. And it's a hard show to act sometimes because you say so little and yet have to convey so much just with looks and movement, and that's what she did, and we were thrilled. This is a guy on the right, is Lothair Bluteau, who's a Montreal actor who starred in a wonderful Bruce Beresford movie years ago called Black Robe. You ever see it?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see The Mission?
Nope.
Okay, it was like The Mission, but I think even better. It was about like a 15th century priest who was converting like Iroquois Indians up in the north of Canada, and he was a repressed, weird guy, and it was just a great, great story, like a little pilgrimage that he took. But
I can picture him with the priest color on.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh, yes.
Here's the great Gina Torres.
What is she from?
Where's she from?
And what else has she been in?
She was in La Femme Nikita for us years ago. She does a lot of stuff. She's also married to Lawrence Fishburne. But a wonderful actress.
The gate code is 4132. Oh, this is the greatest. Walk off to the side and
walk up to the service bridge. These two are plotting against Julia's husband, who's blackmailing the president.
Yes.
There's Sherry manipulating everybody she can get her hands on. She's good.
Be there in a few minutes.
Gina played in a prison episode of Nikita. She played a villainous inside a prison, like a Turkish prison, and Nikita had to go inside and help her escape, and got her to escape and pretended she was like on her side. Then they arrested her and brought her back to the headquarters, and it turns out she had a bomb in herself the entire time and blew herself up.
Yes.
The whole thing was her plan.
That's hot.
It was sweet. Albert Hall, who was in Apocalypse Now. You ever see that? You ever seen a movie before 1995? Or it's like the last movie you saw. What was that? Legally Blonde 2?
Or Punch Drunk Love? Watch Reese Witherspoon movie.
Good night.
Marilyn, when you see other actresses on screen, do you get really upset that they're taking up precious space?
That's behind us now.
I know it is.
He's going to sleep. That was why we had him close his eyes to indicate that. Okay, cool boots, leather pants, villain.
Weird ponytail.
Yeah, what is that?
How much you live, tell me what you know.
That looks like we built the inside of a C-130 carrier plane in our parking lot. was an, did you ever see it? Back there? It's an, Mark, it was an incredible set.
What's her last name?
How does Amador contact this Alvarez?
I don't know. I've never met him. But I did check out Amador before our deal, and I kept coming across the name Alvarez.
Michael Amador was connected to a lot of my first tennis teacher when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm.
Chase, you want me to see you?
Almost every name we use is somebody that either Mike or I knows.
Tony, Jack wants to talk to you. Tony?
Hey, Jack.
I want you to run a check on the name Alvarez. Cross-reference it with everything that you've
done. Tony just got out of, like, full-on surgery 3 hours ago. But he looks good.
He's good.
He bounced back.
This from Nina?
Yeah.
All right, look, I'll work it up. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
What people like about our show is it's so real. Okay. He just had a bullet put through his hand.
Keep it.
But he's fine. And he was tortured to within an inch
of
his life.
How much ahead of time do you know what's going to happen?
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
This season,
we
wrote episode by episode. We'd have vague ideas of what the next three or four episodes would be, but we would write them.
It's nuts.
Yeah, the week before. No, I don't. This season was out of control. We did not ever get ahead at all this season. We were behind every episode. We would write episodes while we were prepping them and sometimes even shooting. I don't know if it's because it was third season, it was harder to come up with new material, or it was just the story that we told, but we had a tough time.
Did you ever have a story and then you're just like, oh, I wish we could just get rid of the story?
We do get rid of stories. We'll write entire scripts and then find out. Actually, the next episode, there was an entire script written about Jack breaking down because of his drug addiction, and we just threw it out completely. We decided we didn't want to get... We didn't want to go to his drug addiction anymore. We just sort of set it up. But there's just so much of that you could play, and then it becomes very repetitive. We just decided to just, like, keep the story going.
For 1,000, Albert showed up in the Langley database. I did background checks and consistency refs with Amador. He's the only one that red flagged.
David Herman had a storyline that really never took off, but he's a great actor. He was in Office Space. You know, we liked him in there. We were sort of inspired by Mary Lynn finding maybe comic actors who could come in and give a different spin on things and add a different color to it. But we just never found the right storyline for him, and he ended up playing sort of a functional system analyst and did a great job. But it didn't take off. Mary Lynn monopolize that market. Now, Mary Lynn, when you're doing shows and you're only doing like a third of it, do you have a sense of what the whole story is, or are you really just focusing on your scenes? And
are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, do you follow all the storylines? I mean, like the Palmer storyline doesn't mean anything to you, or
I do as I'm reading them.
Yeah.
But as we're shooting, I don't really have that in my mind.
Right.
I
know there's no time
for. But I have in my mind everything that's going on through CTU.
How much do you need to know? I mean, one of the things the actors say about our show, since it happens in real time and we never know where our characters are going, it's a little different than a normal character where you kind of know where they're going to end up.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, it's better.
I love not knowing.
Yeah. You're just in the moment.
And it's, I think this show is unique in that, you know, because like I said, I do, like if I do stand-up, I like to have to think on my feet like that or just react in what's happening at the moment.
Coming from a comedy comic background, do you ever think, you know, I don't want to play this too funny. I got to keep it a little more serious.
I always try to play it serious.
Yeah.
It's an accident. I don't know.
It's an accident when you laugh?
No, I mean, I know some things are funny.
Well, some of your facial expressions are just
I can't help
clearly
it.
Like 957 made up.
Star 6.
Are so funny.
is ringing.
Everyone stops you and gets a series of numbers at your IP address.
This is Nina's clever ruse.
It stopped ringing. I'm not getting any numbers.
It's okay. Just wait. Zachary.
Whoa. What the... what?
What the hell's going on?
What the hell?
Yeah, the tech room is spiking all over the place. Can you reset it from there?
I don't know. I have to get back.
Adam, what's going on? My system's locked.
Got to update her lock.
It's Adam and CTU.
Yeah, Adam, look, we don't know what's going on. Okay, we're blocked up here, too. I'll have to get back to you.
How much do you actually know about updating logs?
That's all Michael Osef. We don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Does he know stuff, or does he research a lot?
He doesn't research a lot. Mike is a math PhD and has been working on computers since 1959 in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Love that guy.
He's so smart. Look at that. They just want to kiss. Yes. They just so want to kiss.
We got some kind of self-propagating code leaking in the system. Shut down your sockets. Save everything you can.
Shut down your sockets. I was going to tell you to do that, too. Later. Open a socket. Shut down a socket. What is it?
Do you want to trade sockets?
What's going on with all these sockets? All right, so now the place is out of control.
We gotta box it. We can't even watch it all in one square.
It's too much.
She's having some
having
tea.
Coffee.
She's about
she
to fall apart.
She knew her sister better than anyone when she worked there. She embedded a worm in a part of the driver that she knew we'd never upgrade.
She told you this?
Yes. What does she want? I don't know. We're gonna find out soon enough. Look, can your people stop this thing?
We're doing our best, Jack.
We'll pull you out of my sector.
She knows our network better than anyone.
It's gotta be a problem. He's been asked to step aside.
What are you talking about? Why?
Uh-oh, there's Chloe.
This is not the time to take Chloe out of play. You know as well as I do how many terrorist cells try to hack into our system every day. If this thing eats through our firewalls, we're going to have agents as targets by morning.
All right, what about Nina? Is there any way...
I met a couple of heavy-duty writer producers about a week ago, and they were saying they love the third season. It's the Chloe season. They just love... They just felt like that was the dominant thing for them this season.
Finally, the Chloe.
Yeah.
How many terrorist cells are waiting for a window like this?
But then I just remember how someone on the website said I had a potato face. You don't want that to happen. That's cool. Hey, man, that's cool.
I invite you to try.
I invite you to try. She's polite.
Would you like to try?
I invite you.
Just the greatest.
Oh, hello.
That was clever.
Uh-oh. They're talking about you. Everyone's talking about Chloe. What are we going to do about Chloe? The problem child 3, Chloe O'Brien.
What's happening?
There's a worm eating through our network. Nina Meyer somehow managed to launch it remotely, and it's running rampant in the kernel.
Look, I can take care of it. I know I can.
Worms, logs, kernels.
Good. Do it.
Do it. Goodbye.
Adam, did you close all the gateways?
Yeah.
Reopen 12 and 14.
What for?
They won't leak into the rest of the system and they get us to the kernel. Dalton, start
who came up with
IT.
Start painting
the way everything looks?
Well, Carlos Barbosa was our production designer of the pilot, and then Joseph Hodges, who's been our production designer, has really upgraded it.
Oh no.
Back at the service
Something's
porch.
Bad is gonna happen.
Brian Spicer directed this episode. He's done episodes for us before. Actually, he did some great episodes the first season. I think it was episode 5 and 6. Anyway, he was busy last year. We couldn't get him worked on another show, but.
I was, when I, my first day, I was surprised and impressed at how cohesive the crew was and how they just were allowed to do their own thing, you know, the director and everything.
That's what we do. We find really good people and let them do their stuff.
But there's not always.
This show is too big for anyone to really micromanage. It's got too many.
Micromanage.
Is that a good word?
She's like knocking with her fingernails. Click, clink.
Ew.
I have to comfortable with this. So why don't you just tell me? Shut up. It's like, we don't suffer wimps in this show. My favorite
was, down for her,
when Kim was all weepy and something about Chase being tortured or something. Just like, get a grip. You know? Get over yourself. A man named Kevin Kelly. Irish. Like Chloe O'Brien.
An hour ago, Kelly disappeared.
It's possible he was killed.
And you think Alan is involved?
Oh, sweetie, I know Alan is involved. And you're going to help me prove it.
Even if I could do that, why would I?
I don't know how these actors do this. It just are incredible.
You get everything, Julia.
And he had a lot of ideas. You know, I would have been divorced for 2 years. Really sort of laid out who she was and what she was doing in her life and what she would look like according to that.
Behind closed doors.
Does he use the house phone?
His cell. He usually keeps it with him. It makes things a lot easier with his wheelchair.
Where's the cell phone now?
In his room.
I need you to get that phone.
No. Alan just went to bed. I'm not even sure he's asleep yet.
Well, then why don't you find out?
I can't.
Don't you want to be free of him?
I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not. Where's the bedroom?
Yes, take off that jacket and get down to business.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk right into the room where he's sleeping and steal his phone. What's the problem?
It's not a big deal. Get over it.
Yeah. I'm asleep. Look at that. Just now decided to take the shoes off, but that's okay.
Ooh, 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 ooh. It's kind of funny.
It is. Whoops, oh, there's the phone. She's fearless.
Oh. Ooh, Isaac, no. Is he gonna? Oh.
Because I'm going up river to see Kurtz. All right. No problem.
Easy.
Sweet dreams.
Set the group permission on the beta note to 577.
This was a scene that was written after the show was shot.
I want anyone who's on the cipher volume
because
we had lost touch with what you were doing. So we had to throw some more tech talk. And then
we have enough to go on.
No, in a minute.
Classic Chloe coming up.
It's sad that I have to do this knowing that you and Kim stabbed me in the back.
What do you want me to do?
No, no guilt at all.
When you're breaking rules and then lying about it all over the place. If you tell me what
you
do.
Who, me? Look at...
I'd have a little faith in my fellow worker.
No, you'd follow protocol. You're the biggest rule freak of anyone.
I think I've done a pretty good job at breaking the rules, trying to protect a friend and that baby, wouldn't you say?
What friend?
Done. Damn it.
Didn't work.
The worm was speeding up.
How is that possible?
We must have triggered something. Open 1 and 4.
You want that exposed to the kernel?
Yeah, but we have no choice. Do it.
Oh, 07?
No, 47. Yes, and the last one on here has a 206 area code.
Washington.
Yeah, that's 555-0191.
That's it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Oh, and Brian.
Meanwhile.
I still can't believe what's about to happen.
What are you doing?
I have someone who could track the calls that Alan made from this phone. And if any of them can be connected to Kelly, we have evidence that we can use against Alan.
What should I do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just go to bed, and as far as you're concerned, nothing happened here.
Very glam. Oh, what the...
Oh, yeah.
Hot tea? Cookies? Milk? Anyone? Oh, Sherry?
Hello, Alan.
Hmm.
I'm disappointed in
He's
you.
He's very disappointed.
I didn't ask.
She's a bad girl. She must
but
be spanked.
You let her in. And you took my cell phone as well.
No.
He was great.
I took the phone.
Scary.
So what do you think you're going to do, Sherry? Stop me? It's not likely.
All right. You want to talk about this in the open? Fine. What happened to Kevin Kelly?
Kevin Kelly. The name rings a bell.
Oh, well, it should ring a bell. He's the man that saw you run over his daughter and kill her 12 years ago.
Damn.
The man
you oh, yeah, that Kevin Kelly. Now it's starting to remember.
So why don't you chew on that a bit?
Oh.
We can talk about it a little more tomorrow. But we can end it now.
We love her.
And you can back off, David.
Okay.
I have no comments. I'm just actively reacting to the show. Ooh.
Yeah, this is Bauer.
Oh.
Fine, measure through.
We always have a problem in the show with travel. We'll have to do an entire episode inside one set of traveling. But, you know, the Mexico thing was a big problem because we had to... an hour down and an hour back, we had to be able to come up with stories that sustained it. So either there were stories where Jack wasn't very prominent in it, or you had a great set like this and you could play out some stuff with Nina. But that's one of the, always been a challenge in all three seasons, is getting people from place to place in a believable amount of time. We cheat like crazy.
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone.
Okay. Here we go.
About 3 minutes, our entire system's gonna be down. You want any leverage, you better start telling me how to stop this thing now.
It doesn't move that fast, Jack.
You're wrong. Chloe, put it up on the screen. You're running out of time, you need to cut a deal. Explain it to her, Chloe.
Mark Markham does all our video playback and our graphics, along with Joseph, our production designer. Such a big part of the show.
Where are they flying to now?
They're flying back to L.A.
Right.
And she doesn't want to come to L.A.
Where's she trying to go?
She wants to get the hell out of there. She wants to make a deal.
Chloe, did that stop it?
No. Wait a minute. It didn't stop, but it's slowing down.
How much more time do we have?
Our simulation says just over 20 minutes.
I'll get back to you.
Okay, so I slowed just till the end of the episode. She wants to go back to Mexico. Or else she's going to kill everybody.
You're going to help me find Amador, and then you're going to prison.
And Jack's not going to let her. Wow. Jack takes a stand.
You come into my house after everything I've done for your family? I've made your children's father the president of the United States!
Wait a minute. Whatever you did to help David was not for the benefit of my children. Let's get that straight. You're just a small man, Alan, who lords his money over his friends because that's all you have. That's all you are. Why do you think your wife had to go out and find another
man?
Would you talk to me like
whoa.
Wow. Woman. Poor Julia.
That's true.
You think I'm scared of you?
Ooh.
Oh, man. She's giving him a heart attack.
Yeah. Is that how you talk to your boyfriend?
Fantastic. I've never talked to anyone like that in my life.
Oh, what?
No.
Whoa. Sherry just crossed the line.
She's right, though. Look at Julia. Can't even look at him. Orchids.
This is so good. Look at how good he is.
It's amazing. Ooh, they're all falling. They can't get into his mouth.
Oh, God. That's how I feel around lunchtime. Around here. Just can't get a jar of peanut butter open fast enough. We write them with X out, but when we edit it, it all changes. That was supposed to be the end of the show. The last scene, this scene was, that you're seeing here, was supposed to be in the next show. This was supposed to open scene 14.
Really?
We were short in time, and we thought, you know what, let's finish up this whole scene in the house right here and now. And I think it worked out well.
Nobody was around to help him, and you were in your bedroom. You understand me?
You're free of him, sweetie. That's all you need to think about. But there's one thing you're gonna have to be really clear about when the authorities come around questioning you. This was an accident.
Oh, come on, Julia.
You don't have a choice. Unless you want to spend the rest of your pretty little life in prison. Oh, God. All right. You go into your bedroom. You stay there.
Does she deserve to go to jail, Julia?
Then you does she deserve to go to jail?
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
No.
Why not? She didn't
women
help her
should not go to jail.
For killing their husbands?
No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ever.
Ever.
She didn't really
prisons
kill
are for
him.
Men.
She didn't really kill him.
Yeah.
She's gonna go to jail.
You listen. You listen real strong, because this is very crucial. If anyone suspects that I was here, there will be an investigation.
When you thought you couldn't make her any more devious, she is killing a guy and telling his wife to lie.
Would the pills have really stopped him from dying?
Yeah, they were like angina. People who get angina take pills. What are they, nitrate? Something like that?
Guaranteed to stop the heart attack.
Yeah, they stop the heart problem.
Well, she killed him then.
Well, it happens. 154, only 5.5 more minutes for Chloe to save the world.
She could go to a really nice jail.
Yeah. Do gardening and stuff. Here we are. Look at this is your world, man.
Damn it.
How exciting. Look at that. How do you know how to do all this?
I'm really, really smart. Kind of a genius.
Wow.
Tony, please let me work.
Yeah, Tony.
Bauer. Jack, Tony, tell me your people got a handle on this thing where I'll find more
people. People won't give me enough credit, you know?
Lena's not going to give us a kill code until we turn the plane around back to Mexico, and I have no intention of doing that.
She's not going to Mexico. He hates Mexico.
Tell a pilot to reroute the plane now. We have to do whatever it takes to stop this thing. Tony, that's not an alternative.
All the Mexico stuff was shot here in, Thousand Oaks, California. And then some in Santa Clarita Valley. We had some of our Mexico stuff shot in a... at a ranch that got burned down a couple weeks later in the fires.
Oh,
and
we were
going to have to go back to use it. But fortunately, we were able to
avoid doing what she wants right now. It's not worth it. We'll deal with her later.
Jack, if you turn the plane around, I can slow this thing down even more. But I'm not giving you the kill code till I'm safe in Mexico.
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
We're going back.
What's going on? I hate flying, so I can relate to that.
I just got orders from Agent Almeida not to land. He said to take the plane back to Mexico. Land the plane
Dude.
Now. I got my orders.
Yeah, well, order this. Yeah, Jack Bauer. You don't mess with Jack Bauer. Okay?
What the hell is he doing?
You know what he's doing? He believes in you. That's why he's doing this.
Bauer won't let me. What do you mean he won't let you? He's got a gun on me.
What do you mean he's got a gun on me?
Jack, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tony, and we're landing this plane in Los Angeles.
We need that kill code. Tell the pilot to turn the plane around right now. That's an order straight from the vision.
We can't keep giving in to her.
Wait a minute. I think I'm getting something.
I can't take that chance. We have to stop this thing, or a lot of our agents are going to wind up dead.
Then our people are going to have to stop it.
We're trying. We don't have the time.
Well, turning the plane around is not going to help. It's just going to take us farther away from where we need to be.
Chloe.
Please shut up, Tony. Don't bring it back up to 50.
Please shut up.
Dalton.
I'm clear.
What branches?
14 through 20.
What about you, Dalton?
Yeah, it's working. The radar's coming back up.
Are we okay?
I can't tell.
Yeah, here, it's coming back up.
No, stop! Stop the process!
But it's cycling through, Chloe. It's almost back up.
It's a defensive ploy built into the worm. It's not what we thought. It's a simple backprop virus. I've just stripped out the resource.
Yeah, you're smart.
See what I'm saying?
You're amazing.
A simple backprop virus.
Do what she says.
What she says.
Stopped.
What now?
Wait, what's going on?
I think it's resetting itself.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah?
We're back up.
Fully functional?
Fully functional.
We're resuming our approach. Good work.
You can file a report with your commanding officer.
Wow. Wow. Sean Callery's beautiful music coming in to make everything okay.
All our systems.
Yes.
Yeah, kiss me. Hurry.
I know.
Lip lock, now.
I don't care what you believe.
I don't care what you say. I love you. It's the first time he's smiled all season. Poor Nina. She's gonna have to do something else now. Okay.
Let's check our directories and make sure we haven't lost anything.
Yeah, I'm on it. What about the network volumes?
Let's remount those six at a time until they're all on.
Okay, these all look good. Dalton, how about yours?
There's some drop out, but it'll self-adjust in the next 10 minutes.
Great work today, Chloe. You averted what could have been a major loss.
I know. Are Jack and Cheese coming back soon?
Yeah.
Good.
I know.
Where are you going?
Like upstairs.
No.
No. Come on, man.
This whole thing with the baby isn't going to just go away.
Just stop the worm and stuff.
What? You did will certainly bear well on your case.
You know what?
Still stand.
You have no idea.
I'm handing you over to LAPD, and no matter what
it's
happens,
a bad idea.
You're going
to have to tell them who this baby belongs to.
Who's that? Where are they taking Angela?
That's Child Protective Services has custody of her now.
Oh, no, they can't do that.
Of course they can.
Child Services, hold on.
Is that her name?
I'll tell you who the father is.
Uh-oh.
Also reshot.
Yeah, because we didn't want
to
hear it.
So you didn't want to hear it.
Don't ask me who the mother was.
That's good, right?
This moment, yeah.
I swear I'm
telling you. So wait, it's in 24.
Yeah.
Barb.
We're going to hold on to her a little longer. We just got some more information.
We just got a higher bid.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
He didn't want me to tell anyone. I was trying to be friendly.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I heard you stopped the worm.
Yeah, I did. Your dad and Chase are back in L.A. You must be relieved.
Yes, thank you. Look, Chloe, what about the baby?
What about her?
Well, I thought they were pressing charges.
No, that was a misunderstanding.
Trying to get away.
What?
Must go.
So they're not pressing charges?
No.
Why not?
I told him who the father was and everything's okay.
Wait, everything's okay?
See you later.
What? Who's the father?
Chase.
Stepmom.
Yeah.
Your new daughter. See you later.
Gotta go.
Oh, man. What a burn.
Oh, God.
My new boyfriend.
All right.
The kid.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you. Keep watching.